Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. It is the GCN Radio Network. You got Terry Anderson, national talk show host, defending our borders, defending our freedoms, coming up in the next segment. He's going to be out at Crawford this weekend with Lupe Murano and others protesting the open borders against Lord Bush. Right now, let's go back to your calls. Let's talk to, I believe, Diane is up next. Diane, where are you calling us from?
Hi, South Carolina shortwave. Alex, this morning someone called me and said, get on your AM real quick. Michael somebody was doing a talk show, and he was really putting down loose change. And I said, ooh. So I called in because he was really hitting hard at all these people who believe in conspiracy theories. Why do they do this? They're a bunch of nuts. And I called in. I said, well, either we've got to think it's a conspiracy or we're totally have so much ineptitude in our government, it's sad. And I started talking about the different things going on, you know, with Project Bojinka, because they said there was no idea that, you know, planes would fly into buildings. And then they talked about, you know, what about Iraq? There was no plans to go in. I said, well, you have the PNIC document, the Project for the New Americas. And he said, well, and what about... And I said, and what about Gary Hart speaking in front of the CFR that they needed a catalyst like this, like Pearl Harbor? Cut me right off.
So you were never able to get an Infowars.com in?
Never. They cut me off time. I started reeling off stuff that documented what he was going against. So another lady called in, and she said, well, you know, I saw the movie, and she said it really made me start to question the ideas that the regular media has handed out to us, because, and then she brought up about, he was putting out, well, where could they have sent the planes? Where were the people? She said, well, there's documentation that two landed in Cleveland. I don't know where they would have sent them. He said, oh, I understand. They have them in underground NASA bunkers. She said, well, probably so, because aren't they going to send a bunch of us there? Isn't that what y'all been telling us? I mean, they were just so... It was Michael.
Well, do me a favor. Call back in tomorrow because, again, I'm really excited that Loose Change has gone.
Getting it out here on the AM, FM.
Well, I was about to say, it's gone super nuclear. I need you, the listeners, to call in because and promote martial law, 9/11, rise of the police state, because it and I carry Loose Change, too. You can get it from us right now, folks, DVD.
Alex, they just cut us off time. We start spouting off, and then they'll let somebody else talk that says, oh, well, you know, this is a bunch of bunk. This, you know. Nobody that's giving evidence, they let
them. But the good news is people hear, they hear the names, they still go out and check it out, they learn on their own.
Thank you so much. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you. And seriously, folks, the power of the web. We have posted, that is Google Video has, so we link to it, also is internetarchive.org. They both have it posted, martial law, which in about an hour and 20 minutes of the three-hour film is the most in-depth 9/11 info you're ever going to see. And we go at it from the angle of Bin Laden's a CIA asset, public officials warned not to fly, NORAD drills that day, bombs in the buildings, the controlled demolition, the firefighters, Cheney in the bunker, the stand-down order, Marvin Bush on the board of directors of the security company of the World Trade Centers. There's different films that cover different angles, and martial law is so important. So please go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or JonesReport.com and get it right now. Send it to your whole email list, that article. It's an article with the links in it. And tell them, download it, post it on MySpace, get it out to everybody, and get other 9/11 films and do the same thing. People have done that with Loose Change, too. That's why I think they say over 3 million downloads on Google Video alone. And see, I didn't even know martial law was on Google Video. Somebody just sent me a link and said, hey, you know, this is here too. You need to promote it. So we are. It's free. It's there. Now, if you want a high-quality DVD copy, which also makes this broadcast possible, go get that and then burn copies of it and give it to people. The power of you getting the originals and making copies is just unbelievable. So it's all available right now. Get it. Buy a copy or download it for free. Just get it out there. Get it out there now. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? Well, what happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris. The source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Non-X Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Non-X Nail Gel.
Non-X Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Long's, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we've been interviewing him for, I don't know, 6-7 years. He's a great American, very fiery, has the best immigration show I've heard, bar none, does it every weekend. I get to hear it locally here on one of the local stations, 100.1. And he's Terry Anderson. And Terry, before we go to you, my friend, I want to play this blasphemous, treacherous little 3-minute clip of the Star Spangled Banner in Spanish. But I have the lyrics here. They change the lyrics. They make fun of America. It doesn't even sound like it. And Bush says that he's against it, but then I have Bush on video singing it in Spanish in 2004 during the election in Milwaukee and waving a Mexican flag. They're globalists, Democrats and Republicans. They love what's happening. Let's roll this, then we'll go to Terry Anderson.
A la luz de la aurora, lo que tanto aclamamos, la noche al caer, sus estrellas, sus trans estrellas. Señal de mi victoria.
I guess just let it play out. I said I would. Genesis Communications, Alex Jones here back live. Terry Anderson's our guest. Now, if you listen to that, it starts out with Latin father, Latino father. So it's saying to our fathers. And in the news, they only list the main lyrics. But if you listen to it, what's going on under it, it's lots of, on top of it, little aggressive comments. And when you read it, we have the text on Infowars.com. It's really a revolutionary La Reconquista song. Terry Anderson, was your stomach turning during that?
Made me want to vomit. Absolutely want to vomit, Alex.
I mean, we're living in the Twilight Zone. Terry Anderson, a lot has happened. Everything you said years ago would happen is coming true. And I think this has blown up in the La Reconquista's face. I think that they tried to come intimidate the American people, along with Bush's and Fox's Dallas PR firm, and I think it's failed miserably. Do you think they've inadvertently engaged in Paul Revere's ride?
They have done us a huge service. You know what, Alex? Everything they do works for us. Everything they say works for us. If I was running their side of the issue and trying to get what they're trying to get, I would never engage in this in the face, out in the street, demands for whatever they're demanding. And this thing with the Star Spangled Banner, I would refuse to play it if I was one of them. I would say, no, we don't want any parts of this, and I would disavow any knowledge of it. But no, these people are so in your face, they think they're so strong now, they think they can do whatever they want, they think their numbers are so big that they're going to conquer this nation, they have no idea how many Americans are out here hating them right now, and that number's growing every day with the shenanigans that they pull.
Well, Colonel Al Ramirez and others are going public and saying, hey, you don't speak for us, and
that's
in major
right.
polls...
God bless them.
Most Hispanics, the vast majority, don't like what's happening either.
Absolutely. And God bless them. Those are valiant Americans just like you and I who understand the need for sovereignty and the need to expel these invaders from our country. If you lived here in L.A., anybody that's never been to L.A. doesn't really get it. This city is over with. It is through. It is done. It will never be an American city again. Unless they do a retroactive addressing of the 14th Amendment. They would have to be retroactive. That's the only way they can do it. This city has got so many illegal aliens and their jackpot babies living in it now that it's irreversible. And let me tell you something, Alex. They are speaking in terms of revolution now. They're speaking in terms of expelling all white, black, and non-Reconquista Hispanics out of this city. They're talking about literally running us out of here. And then we've got these handkerchief head, buck dance, shuffle and jive Negroes who have aligned themselves with them like Earl Ofari Hutchinson and Tony Muhammad and all the messy Jesse Jackson and all the rest of them who are in this city now saying, oh no, these are our brown brothers, we have to align ourselves with them. Even though they're killing black folks in prisons, they're killing these kids out here in the street, and they're rioting every day against black kids in the schools. But no, we've got to align ourselves with them. This thing is getting ready to explode.
By the way, down in Orange County 2 days ago, they attacked police with bottles,
yes, they did.
Rocks, and marbles, and the cops stood there and took it.
Yep. Yes, they did. They stood there. They always stand and take it because they don't want to offend these people. These people are the new chosen members of society. This is the chosen people, and they can do whatever they want.
Well, that's because the big banks, the big money, the big PR firms are going to use them to break down the U.S. for the American Union, and they openly say they are. The official CFR document last year, Lou Dobbs even read it on air, says America's going down.
Well, I think it has gone down. I really do. And I'm going to tell you something. The time to stand up for this is now. I said years ago, and there was people saying it before me, George Putnam and Glenn Spencer and Barbara Coe, they were right on the money with this thing. This thing has gotten to the point now where it is just totally out of hand, not irreversible for the country, irreversible for Los Angeles.
Maybe let me ask you a question. Yeah, but that's a beachhead, an invasion port.
Sure.
Let me ask you a question, because you've been living around this, you've witnessed it, you know, you've lived there, you know, in the black neighborhoods, you organically saw this happen. I mean, why do such a large portion of these illegal aliens hate America so much when Mexico is such a police state and they have no freedom?
I have an opinion on that, and that's that they're cowards. These people take the path of least resistance. You think they would stay home and try to do what they do here, there, march in the streets, protest, change the national anthem? No. They come here because we, as a citizenship, a citizenry, we allow this. We allow them to come here. This is the path of least resistance. And they hate us. They basically hate us because they think we owe them something, and we don't owe them nothing.
Well, let me ask you this question. I mean, I had Lieutenant Colonel, Full Colonel, Al Ramirez on, and I hadn't really studied the Zoot Suits. I knew a little bit about it, but he reminded me that the illegal aliens in the 40s and 50s viciously attacked servicemen, black, white, and Hispanic in L.A., and that the servicemen literally in huge mobs had to go fight them off. And he said Mexico is racist, and I knew that. I knew that they have horrible names for the Indian population. I know they call blacks mayatas or blackbird. I know that all of this is going on. I know, I mean, what's wrong with these people?
You know, it's hard to say. I think that they are a racist society. You know, a lot of people say America's a racist society, but I think they're a little more racist than we are. I've been all over Mexico, Alex. I've been to Veracruz, where they have a large black population, not black as we would see here in the United States, but you can look at the features, the hair, the noses, the way they're built. You can see that there was a black influence in the people, if you know what I mean. And those people there have the least of the least, the bottom of the bottom. They get the worst jobs, if any, and they're treated with disdain.
Well, look at Spanish TV. All the stars have got blonde hair, blue eyes.
I'm getting ready to say it. Watch the novellas. Watch the Spanish soap operas and see. You see white folks. Nothing but white folks.
So you've got a ruling class. If you go look at the Mexican Congress online, like half of them are Jones, Schmidt, Berger. So they're white and Jewish, ruling them. And then their people still love that and hate America.
There you go. They say, and every time we want to enforce our laws to the extent, just to the extent that they enforce their laws, they call us racist. And I applaud Mexico on that. I mean, they're very hypocritical. But I applaud the way they enforce their border. I applaud the way they enforce their voting. I applaud the way they don't, the way they don't let foreigners, get jobs there. I applaud the way they don't let foreigners buy prime property there. I applaud it. We should be the same way. But no, when we try to do exactly what they've done, the hypocrisy comes out.
Well, they've got an elite there trying to keep control of their country.
And it's working.
They got triple the resources we got, but their people get none of it. Why don't their people go down there and have a real revolution?
Because they're cowards. They are cowards. That is why.
And so Americans are a bunch of liberal saps because we did do wrong in the past, so we went overboard the other direction, and so now they see an easy mark.
Yep. They see an easy mark. They figure we're just going to let them do whatever they want. And basically we have.
Well, Terry Anderson, you know, I grew up right here in Texas, a lot of black and Hispanic friends. I got to tell you, we didn't have a racism problem. It was almost unheard of, at least where I lived in Dallas. But I got to tell you, I hear a lot about it now. This is actually creating division. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Well, stay there. We'll be right back after the break. I want to talk about the reckoning coming up this weekend out in Crawford, Texas, how you can get involved with Terry Anderson, a great American hero. We'll continue to fight the invasion on the other side.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
I remember 8-9 years ago, I was invited by the conservative, young conservatives at the University of Texas to go give a Texas Independence Day speech. And I got there, people dressed up like Aztecs ran up and grabbed the birthday cake and put it in their mouths and spit it on the cake and screamed at us that they were going to get us. And this wasn't even a political thing. And then UT said, we don't allow the celebration of Texas Independence anymore. They don't officially do it, like it's dirty. Then I began to read the literature of these groups, and they talk about how they want to kill all whites above 16 and older, expel blacks. Now the head of Chicano Studies, UT, says all whites must die. When a black professor a few months said we need to kill whites, it made national news, but not when the La Reconquistas do it. Terry Anderson, why is that?
They're the chosen people. Everybody's afraid of them. Everybody wants to kiss them, if you know what I mean, to get their vote. Everybody's thinking we can woo these people to our side. These people are going to be on their own side. They're not going to be wooed to anybody's side. But it seems to me like they have advantages and privileges that we never had as American citizens. We never will ever have. These people have a clear shot at everything. They have crippled this country, Alex. They have literally crippled this country, not with their demonstrations, but with their presence. And nobody seems to care. Everybody wants them here. But those of us who aren't speaking up, though those of us who are Americans are against it, which is like 90% of the country oppose this, but it's the vocal ones who make the world think that it's okay.
Well, the mainstream media tries to collude with the La Reconquistas to shut everybody up, but $30-something billion a year in welfare for them. It's like $6 billion in California alone. They get first shots at health care. They get first shots at everything. Some states give them more tuition than citizens.
There are programs in Los Angeles set up for Hispanic people, period, with a big period at the end. Hispanic people can get their children. This is mostly for illegal aliens who don't have other benefits. They can get their children looked out for after school. They can get different types of food for their kids. There's so many programs set up here where they can get loans that we can't get. There's loans that they can get to buy a house I can't get as an American. I can't get it. They can get loans for small businesses that I can't get. Now, why is that?
It's because the elites have decided to team up with a foreign mass to literally bully this country. You know, the establishment can push a few buttons, pull a few levers,
right,
and every U.S. city will burn to the ground.
Let me say this.
Let's talk about rioting.
I was getting ready to say that. This whole thing is about race, Alex. And we already did the disclaimer about the good American, his citizens who happen to be Hispanic. We're not talking about them. We're talking about these demonstrators and the illegal aliens that they demonstrate for. This is about race. These are the most racist people I have ever met in my life. Racist. I mean racist to their bones. And if you think I'm wrong, you watch what's happening here in Los Angeles schools. As their population gets, in predominantly black schools, when their population gets to 65-70% of that school, the rioting begins. Now, when it was 65-70% black, there was no rioting. When it was 90% black, there was no rioting. When it was 90% white in some of these schools, there was no rioting. But when they get their percentages up, they start to attack, and there's going to be riots in the streets, I'm telling you. And they have already threatened to burn Los Angeles. Well, you know, maybe that's not such a bad thing. You know, if that's what it's going to take to wake up the rest of the country, then do it.
Well, I grew up in Dallas, and I had black friends and Hispanic friends, and when I was in the predominantly black neighborhoods, except for one or two occasions, I mean, I was there a lot, playing basketball or going to play baseball or going to my friend's house or going to the swimming pool. The blacks were all nice to me, and I got along with them fine. But then now you go into the Hispanic neighborhoods, and they'll say, what are you doing here, gringo?
Hey, why are you here? Oh, yeah. You know, that's what I tell these Negroes, and that's a derogatory term now in case you didn't know. These Negro leaders that tell me that we should align ourselves with these people because we're, quote, both, and I hate this word, but I'll use it, minorities, unquote. What I tell them is, okay, fine, you say he's your brown brother. Do two things for me. Go to East L.A. and attempt to buy a house and see if he's your brother. Secondly, when you find out you can't buy it, get a Hispanic to buy it for you, and then you move into it and see what happens to you within 12 hours. They will kill you and dissect you, and maybe not in that order. Secondly.
Now you've actually witnessed this.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There was a house bought in Carson, California. Black guy bought the house, moved in. 2 weeks later, he had all type of racial epithets on his house. 3 weeks later, they burned his car, and 4 weeks later, they burned the house. This is happening in Azusa. Two black men were killed in Highland Park.
By the way, that's now happening in southern Arizona.
Sure. What 1 mile north of downtown L.A., two black men on separate occasions were killed just for being black. All they did was get out of their cars, and they were shot. No gangs, no nothing, no robbery, just shot because they were black. The guys were apprehended, but the guys are still dead.
It seems to me that the Reconquistas hate blacks even more than whites.
Oh, well, you know, I debated a woman once from Churla, which is the...
Well, stay there. I want to hear about it on the other side, Terry.
Sure.
This is so important, Terry Anderson. Folks, this isn't a joke. I mean, it's hard for me to go on the air and talk about this. Slowly but surely, I've made myself because I love this country. I mean, I can't believe, I just want to live in peace. I just want to be left alone. I don't care what color you are. It's unbelievable. We'll be right back with Terry Anderson, tell you about his website and a lot more.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water,
long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Lupe Moreno is running for the 34th State Senate District. I'll tell you about that. He joins us in the next hour. And the website's LatinoAmericans.org. And they are very upset about what's happening. And let me state this for the record, and we're going to go back to our guest. Well, I'll just state it after Terry has a chance to finish his story. But before we go back to Terry Anderson and tell you about his talk show and his website and the reckoning that's coming up this weekend in Crawford, just about 60 miles from where I sit right now, out there by Bush's ranch, grab a pen and paper, because I'm going to tell you about two important things. The water is full of poison, herbicides, pesticides, motor oil. The chlorine only kills the bacteria, so you're drinking dead amoebas. Some of the amoeba cysts can be passed, and you get parasites. What, about 37% of Americans, when they're tested, have these parasites already and don't know it. Your body is 73% water if you're female, 71% of your male. Most of the toxins you ingest are through the water. You also breathe it in the shower. It is so poisonous in major cities. Most well water is toxic. There are so many problems. We have made in America big Berkeys. With the new black Berkey element even stronger, it cuts everything out to non-detectable levels. That means under an electron microscope, after they put even swamp water, they call it lawn growth, I mean, that means green water, through these, when they've tested them, major universities have, they have it on their website, the test, an electron microscope a week later, giving it time to grow, can find nothing. And they have an added filter that goes on the spigot that even cuts out the fluoride. Reverse osmosis doesn't even cut out all the fluoride. It's something like 95%. So these are the best you can get, made in America. It is so important to give them a call, and they've got sports bottles. They've got the big stainless steel units. They've got them from $25 up to $259. They've got so many specials. Go to Infowars.com. We have them on the Secure Online Shopping Cart. We fax the orders to them each day. They ship it out to you, UPS. You can also call them directly, 1-888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or go to BerkeyWater.com and tell them what free gift you want with your order there in the comments section. When you go to Infowars.com, on the left-hand side, there's a banner to New Millennium Concepts in the Big Berkeys. They also have British made if you prefer those, but the Americans are even better. This is the big national manufacturer, the big national distributor. You're getting wholesale prices. A $200 unit, $195 unit is $300+ in a camping supply store. Believe me, I bought these before they were sponsors from people that weren't the manufacturers or the main distributors and paid over $100 more. We use this in the office. It is so good. Your food tastes better. It's safer than bottled water. 1-888-803-4438. If their lines are busy, leave your name and number. They'll call you right back. They're great folks. 888-803-4438. And then, Last but not least, we're carrying Loose Change Second Edition that is sending shockwaves across the country. Such a powerfully produced cinematic experience with all the real questions about what really happened on 9/11. You may have seen it online, but that is a shadow of the film itself. Get a high-quality DVD. We carry it. We have it at a discounted price, Infowars.com. And, of course, there's my 9/11 film that I believe is the best out there, and many others have said that. And it is such an important film, 3 hours long, covers the police state, 9/11, and then the neocons, Nazi connections, and much more. It is a tour de force. Really, it's three films for the price of one. Go to Infowars.com and order it via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. And you can download Martial Law for free at Infowars.com. But if you want to see the high bandwidth quality or the high download quality ones, get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership for 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, the cost of about three cups of Starbucks coffee. Get a monthly membership, download everything on the CD, and use that as a great activist tool. The power is you, the people, whether you're Hispanic, black, white, polka-dotted, Eskimo, Chinese, I don't care. We're all in this together. So go to Infowars.com. Now, going back to Terry Anderson, before we continue with your story, sir, and then get into the reckoning, tell us about your radio show. Tell us about the website, because you are the best speaker and the most informed on this subject I've seen.
Well, you're too kind, Alex. I really appreciate that, too. Anybody who wants to know about the show can go to our website, theterryandersonshow.com. We're on here in L.A. on KRLA. We're on in Phoenix on KFNX, we're on Vegas, K-Don, we're all across the country on the RBN network, and they can hear us online. If they're not around one of our radio stations, they can just go to our website, theterryandersonshow.com, and listen there. We're on at 9 o'clock Pacific time, Sunday nights.
Well, that's just fantastic, Terry.
I wanted to finish the story real quick about the woman
I
stated. Her name was Angelica Solis, and she was from an organization here in L.A. called CHRLA. And at a debate of with an audience that was 99% black, she made the statement that she's from Oaxaca, the state of Oaxaca. And in Oaxaca, as she grew up, they were taught to hate and treat black people as though they were animals. She says, I have her on tape saying this, something that you and I would have never said, even if it was true, at a debate of people of the opposite race who you're trying to convince that your position is correct.
Why are they so arrogant?
I don't know. She actually said this, and she said, yeah, because a young man asked her, why do your young black Hispanics hate us black men so much? And she said, well, we're taught that from birth in Mexico. She actually said this.
So, well, I mean, we know that's true because it was.
We know it, but I had never heard it said before.
I mean, why would she say that?
I thought she was pretty stupid. I would have never said that if I.
What did the predominantly black audience do?
Well, there was a gasp, and then the head started shaking. Yeah, well, we knew it. Let me tell you about the black population here in L.A. I can't speak for the rest of the country, but black folks here are fed up with the illegal immigration. Now, you won't know that from Maxine Waters and Diane Watson and the rest of these politicians and people like Earl Afari Hutchinson and Tony Mohammed, the spokesman allegedly for the black race. Excuse me. They will have you convinced that black people are in alignment with these reconquistas, but that's wrong. 99% of these black people on the street are angry, but they just haven't got to the point where they're ready to speak up yet because they don't want to be castigated as being racist.
Well, I had a lot of friends in Los Angeles, and I have some black friends and white friends, and they've told me that if you work as a chef or you work cleaning cars, you work at a hotel, that literally the Hispanics say, we've taken over, get out of here.
Get out.
And the management, even if they're white or black, says, look, we can't have whites in this kitchen. We can't have blacks in this kitchen. And that, I mean, this is like Alabama in 1890 or something.
Alex, you wouldn't believe the young black kids in this neighborhood have told me that they can't get hired because they're not Hispanic or they don't speak Spanish at a McDonald's or a Jack in the Box or a Burger King. And a lot of those owned by black people. And the black people will tell them, I'm sorry, I can't hire you, but we have a Spanish-speaking kitchen, and we are not going to disrupt our kitchen to hire you.
Yeah, that's it. They say, the main excuse is there's no communication here.
There you go. That is outrageous. And a lot of these kids where I live in the ghetto, A lot of these kids here are trying not to sell drugs like their big brothers do or their fathers did. They're trying to do right. They're trying to get after-school jobs and summer jobs and jobs on the weekends so they can buy them some tennis shoes and some clothes. They're trying to do the right thing, and they cannot get jobs at these establishments because they're not foreigners. That is outrageous. That is outrageous that we are allowing this to happen. And I ask you this, Alex. It's not a black thing, but I have to speak from where I live. Where are the black leaders on this happening to these black kids? Where are the black leaders when a black man can't get a job in this town anymore as a bricklayer or a drywaller or a roofer or a body and fender man? Where are the black leaders on that? They are so quick to talk about what we have to achieve for the newly arrived people, and they're not saying a damn thing about their own people. It's outrageous.
Terry,
it is really outrageous, and it comes back to racism. It is a hatred for whites that makes these black leaders go in favor of the brown people.
But, I mean, I have to be, I mean, Terry, I'm not just saying this. I mean, this is the truth. Whites certainly did some things that were wrong. World history has been very corrupt. All cultures have done bad things. But whites I know, I mean, even so-called conservatives are these guilty people. They want to red carpet everybody. I think a lot of it's their problem.
You can't do it.
And I mean, listen, I'm 32 years old. I haven't done anything to anybody, and I'm sick of hearing how I'm racist and how I'm bad and how and actually it creates racism. I think 10, 15 years ago, racism was really settling down in this country.
Was.
Now I think it's back, and everybody.
We were better off in the 60s, well, late 60s and the 70s. In the 80s, we were a lot better off racially in this country. But now, oh, my God, we are just absolutely going in the wrong direction. And let me say this to you. Most of the racists I know now are Hispanics, and a lot of the racists I know are black.
Well, I have to tell you, I mean, I remember deer hunting when I was about 12, and for the first time in my life hearing a white person make a joke about a black person, and then I talked to black folks, and they thought whites were just constantly behind their back saying stuff, and that's not really true. So now you have, it's also incredible that the Larikonquistas will call everybody racist and freak out over anything, but then they'll openly spout racism like it's no big deal.
Quick. Very quick. They'll use that term mayate in a second, and they use the other terms too, but they use that one in a second. A guy named Ted Hayes here, another gentleman I know, went down to the Mexican consulate in downtown L.A. the other day and protested. They had signs saying, you know, illegal immigration is wrong. These are black men. These are black men who did this. Well, guess what? One of the guys, James Spencer, tells me they walked from one corner where they were protesting to the Mexican embassy where they had an appointment to talk to the consul general. But he said he's from Mississippi. And he says his years growing up in Mississippi in the 50s and 60s, he never experienced the racism that he did in that one block walk over there in the area where the Mexican consul is. He said those were the most racist people he's ever seen with their comments, go back to Africa, talking about he had a tail, the whole bit.
Saying he had a tail?
Saying he had a tail, the whole bit.
But that's at the right. Same time, then, they call everybody else racist.
They're the most racist people in the world that I've ever met. They are the worst. And the second part I didn't get to, about buying a house in East L.A., the other one is, any black man who thinks that these people are his brown brothers, try to date his sister or his aunt or his daughter and see what happens.
What happens?
Well, oh, please. There'll be a lynching. A new millennium style. Trust me. They don't play that. They do not play that one. Now, there's some white folks who won't play it either. And there's some black people that don't want their kids bringing white kids home or Hispanics home. But I'm going to tell you, you will see more of that than you will see. Yeah, you'll see Hispanic men with black women, but you won't see it the other way around. Not here. Not in this town.
This is, Terry, I want to get into the reckoning, but here in Austin, we sent cameras down to the Capitol, and in both events, they had big signs saying a violent revolution is needed. They were wearing the Plan of San Diego shirts again to kill all white males, 16 and older. I mean, this is scary when you got 25 million, and that's a conservative number, illegal aliens who literally have killing on the brain. I mean,
really do. And Alex, a lot of them come from areas of the Latin world where it's nothing. There's violence all the time. So
no, I understand. So,
yeah.
So when do you think it's going to blow up? Glenn Spencer thinks in the next 2 years we're going to see giant race riots, and the media is going to spin it. Oh, I mean, it's just predominantly the illegals doing it. It's going to be, oh, look at the precious illegals demanding their rights as every U.S. city goes down in flames.
I have absolutely no reason to think it will take 2 years. I really don't believe it would take that long. I don't.
And of course, a few blacks will join in, so blacks will get blamed for it.
Sure. I have video where I got in the back of my son's El Camino with a video camera, and 1992 we rode from neighborhood to neighborhood and videoed the looting. 90% of that looting was Hispanics. But guess, you didn't hear that down in Texas. What you heard was it was blacks doing it all. Yeah, they were out there. The brothers were out there. I'm not going to deny that. But 90% of the looting was Hispanics. I've got that on videotape.
Well, I mean, it's simple. You don't come to somebody's house and then defecate on their dinner table at dinner. And I hate to use that analogy, but that's what we're dealing with.
Sure it is.
And again, I hate to even have to get up here and do this, but my Hispanic friends, they admit, multiple friends of mine admit, they'll be at a store or a restaurant, and these La Rican Quises will walk right over and go, "What are you doing speaking English, gringo lover? You should only speak Spanish and be in the raza."
That's right. I hear it all the time. You know, you go in the store and they're speaking, the two checkout girls are speaking Spanish to each other, you know, back and forth. So I always go to the manager and say, "You know what? They were talking about me. They were looking, I understand Spanish. It's not a problem. But I say, you know, I don't understand Spanish, sir. And they were talking about me. I could tell they were talking about me." And he'll go over there and say something to them. I even got one of them fired one time because she did it twice. They weren't talking about me. They were just speaking Spanish. That is disrespectful. That is disrespectful. You're in America. And if you want to speak a foreign language on your break out of the earshot of other people, fine. But you don't do it in front of customers. You do not do it. And that's what we've got to do. And we must stop. If we go to stores where they do this, Alex, we got to stop going to these places and giving them our money.
Well, you know, I've had to, I've had to do that because, you know, there's the a day without gringos, don't serve the gringos. It's been going on in months. I've never experienced this. I'll just go, and most Mexican food restaurants are like this. Boy, do I love it. I got a big belly to prove it. But I mean, at some of these places now, they actually won't serve you, or you'll see, I mean, the thing I always heard about blacks and Denny's, I'm experiencing it where 45 minutes later, I got to walk out. I haven't even gotten a glass of iced tea.
That's right, and I would be afraid to drink the iced tea. When I go in restaurants and see them, I just get up and go. I just, you know, I don't even want to take the chance. You never know what they're going to do to your food, and I've heard stories of them doing it. So you know what? Anybody wants to take their chances with it, fine, but not me.
Why? Why? I mean, what did we do? I just don't understand it.
We gave too much. We allowed too much. We put up with too much. We surrendered too much. And by doing that, we looked weak. And the weaker you look, the more advantage people would take of you. If we were strong people again, Alex, like we used to be, we were strong. This was a strong country. We didn't tolerate nothing from nobody. If we were strong again and we presented ourselves as strong people, every time we found one of these rotten people and we deported them, we would look strong again, and they wouldn't have this attitude that they could conquer us. But the more we allow, the more they're going to take. It's just human nature.
It's unbelievable. The reckoning is coming up this weekend in Crawford. Tell us about it, Terry.
Yeah, a rumble at the ranch, we're calling it. And there's going to be quite a few great speakers there. It is an event to energize the American people. It's an event to rally the American people. It's never been done there in Texas. We want to get people used to being at these type of events.
Well, let me just say this. Wild horses couldn't pull me away, but I'm on a deadline to finish a new film to present it out in Los Angeles late next month, so I cannot come. I'm literally up to like 2 a.m. every night.
We totally understand that, Alex. It's not a problem.
But
you don't have to make any excuses. You've done enough. You've done enough for this movement, and we appreciate it.
Well, a few months ago, I went down and bullhorned the La Reconquista March, and I bullhorned Fox when he was here, but you guys are going to be there. Tell folks what time it's going to be.
It's going to be at 1 o'clock, and I don't have the information in front of me, but they can go to the website, areckoning.com.
And you guys are meeting in downtown Crawford. You can't miss it.
Yeah, areckoning.com. It's a parking lot of a stadium there we're going to be in.
How long are you going to be in Texas? Because I'd love to have you in studio Monday or something so I can videotape it and put it on the TV show.
No, I'm coming home. I'm leaving here Friday evening, and I'm coming home Saturday night.
Wow. So what day is the reckoning?
Saturday at 1 p.m.
My gosh, you're going to do the reckoning and go jump right back on an airplane.
Yeah, I have to.
Because you've got the radio show.
Yep.
Boy, I tell you, Terry, stay there. Final segment with you. We've got Luba Moreno coming on with us as well. And there are a lot of people mad. Al Garza's mad. Al Ramirez is mad. People are getting mad. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
A civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
If 5 million of the 25 million were to riot and burn things, it would make the riots of the 60s look like child's play. And then the government will say, oh, see, we got to legalize them, got to give them what they want. We look just like ancient Rome when the Romans brought in the Germans and the French, the Gauls, who then decided to go ahead and take over too.
Yeah, and that was successful. And guess what? If we do this, they will have successfully conquered us. I mean, you know what? How could you possibly think in terms of legalizing somebody who's blackmailing you?
I mean, what do you think? Actually,
they're blackmailing. Now they're threatening us with violence. And I don't know if you guys heard, but here in L.A., they were threatening to park their trucks on the freeway, to send their children walking on the freeways, which they did already once. They threatened to block the port, to block the airport. They were going to block everything with their diesel trucks. I mean, that's blackmail. That's total blackmail. That's all it is.
What do you think of Bush and Fox hiring a PR firm in December? Dallas Morning News admits this whole thing was staged by Bush.
Oh, I believe anything you would tell me about him. I've never liked him. I never will. And I am so disgusted with these Democrats who still, that was a slip, with these Republicans who still tell me that he's a good man, that he's a good, honest American man. He is not. He is everything but that. This man has sold out this country in about a dozen different ways, but on this issue, he is the Antichrist.
Terry, let's take a call. Let's talk to Osa in Texas. Osa, you're on the air with Terry Anderson.
Hi. Yeah, this is Osa. I had a couple of quick things to say. I mean, I wish someone would just sit the radical Hispanics down and just talk to them and let them know and tell them that the same group who funds the rest of these racial hate groups like the KKK and many others are the same groups, in effect, that fund the Hispanic groups. And if someone just sat them down just for a minute and just talked to them and told them these things, I bet you there'd be a change probably by tomorrow.
I would disagree with you, caller. Also, I understand where you're coming from. Don't get me wrong, and I think it's a good idea. I don't think it would change anything. I think their hatred for America and their hatred for anybody who's non-Hispanic goes so deep it wouldn't do any good. I really don't think it would change anything. I would be willing to do it. Don't get me wrong.
Well, I mean, let's boil it down.
It would change anything.
Let's boil it down. You have a very primitive third world population, and racism is a primitive thing. I call it tribalism, and it's just we're this domesticated modern lapdog society here, and we're colliding with an ancient culture that likes its culture, and that's its identity, and it's a pride thing. They don't care if they're being conned, some of them, by the globalists being used. As long as they're used, I mean, they're happy to be, Terry.
Well, I think so, and I also think going back to the caller's point, I understand what he's saying. I think that these people have an agenda. And they don't care who funds them. I think they will take money from the devil if they think it's going to make them be in a position to conquer this country. That's all that matters to them.
Well, let me just say this. It's important. There is nobody harder working, friendlier, more patriotic than Hispanic Americans that I know. I mean, I have some of my best friends are. I mean, and that's the old cliche, but I mean, that's true, folks.
Oh, me too.
And so you got these wonderful American folks, and like Juan Navarro, who helped found Texas, and it was nationally a mourning when he died, blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, then you get this group from southern and central Mexico, and they like the Aztec culture, man. I mean, they're into evil stuff.
Cannibals. People that played with heads. I mean, these are some vicious, vile people. And if they're praising that culture and saying that they came from a culture of warriors and they want to be Aztecs, give me a break. I mean, I could pick a little better culture than that.
Well, I don't go back and pick some weird German tribe that ate their children. There were
there
some of
go.
Those. I'm
sure,
say,
I'm
a
sure there was one, too, Alex.
Huh?
You know? I'm sure there was one back in history at one time.
Oh, there were. There were lots of them. There were lots of them.
Yeah.
You could go pick some African tribe, Terry,
absolutely.
To model yourself after. Terry Anderson, will you do five more minutes with us?
Sure.
I want to do a few more minutes, then we're going to get Luby Moreno on with us. And anything else, Osa?
Yes.
Well, stay there. I'll let you finish up when we get back. We'll start the third hour in 70 seconds.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.